Freeze on all uncommitted capital expenditure, culling of variable costs, a reduction of fixed costs, all of which are designed to preserve and maximize cash flow. Now, that's going to come from a lot of different companies. And this one is from City Lodge, which was in trouble before COVID-19. And this is going to hurt them even further. When I say trouble, their occupancies were around 54%, and they were facing lots of competition from the hotel sector. And now they say, look, the extent of further closures is going to be dictated by a degree to which the group is called upon to provide support. And this is going to be important. Support for government, essential critical business continuity services, enabling services, a group remaining well positioned to reopen any hotels at short notice should circumstances improve. But they're planning the temporary closure of 24 of their 62 hotels. So more than one in three of their hotels are being closed because of Corona. And, you know, this is testing times for absolutely everybody, of course, in the business sector. It's a difficult time, and companies are happy to come out with plan Bs. Certainly in the small business sector, several small companies are not going to make it through. Nick Harry is the founder of Nick Harry. He's on the line to us from Cape Town. You've been doing conference calls and webinars on surviving crisis as a small business, Nick Harry. Just how scared are you for the sector?
Bruce, I think that scared is an understatement. I don't think there is a word that can stress how concerned I think we should be about small business in the next 6, 12, 18, even up to 36 months. I think we're making some assumptions that are slightly incorrect at the moment. We think that this lockdown is only going to last 21 days. I'm concerned that it might go on for another 21 days, and then we're into the 3-month mark. And that is going to be massively detrimental in the medium term, never mind the long term.
I fear that one doesn't want to speculate about the stuff and spread unnecessary worry, but we do need to be prepared for the fact that, you know, 3 weeks is an awfully short period of time to expect the cessation of a virus, especially in a society that is as adventurous as ours and as non-compliant as ours. It's tough. So what sort of guidance are you giving small businesses?
Yeah, I think you're right to start with. No speculating, and we shouldn't be paranoid and panic, but business owners need to be prepared. And I think the first thing that most business owners need to do is get to grips with their finances. They need to know them intimately. You need to know how much money you have in the bank, what your expenses are for the next 3 months. You need to be communicating to your suppliers and your customers, as well as your staff. But the finance thing for me is the absolute imperative. If you don't know what's coming in the next 3, 6, 12 weeks, you are already in trouble. I'm also telling people to get back to the basics. Give good customer service. Make sure your product is as good as it can be. Make sure that whatever you can do and you do, you do very well. No one's going to put up with average service at this point. Everyone is in an 8 on their anxiety level. So any little niggly issue is going to get destroyed. And I'm also urging people to try and get to digital as quickly as they can. Obviously, there are businesses that can't do that in the restaurant sector, the hospitality sectors. But if you can, it's time to start diversifying as much as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, this is going to be a crisis that is going to cost people their businesses. It's going to cost people their livelihoods. What do you make of proposals and measures and donations from the likes of the Oppenheimers and the Ruperts, which are designed to alleviate some of the worst effects of what's going on right now?
Yeah, I think it's a Band-Aid on a bullet wound, to be honest. I think that people who are hoping that their businesses will get bailed out by the government lending and funding that's being offered are in dreamland. I think we need to consider that the government hasn't really fundamentally changed very much. Other than good leadership at the moment, we're still dealing with corrupt entities inside of these government organizations. We're also dealing with a backlog. So sure, there's funding available, but there are literally tens of thousands of businesses who are applying for that funding too. So if you're waiting for it in the next 2 or 3 weeks, you're dreaming. It's likely going to be 3, 4, 5, 6 months before they even get to your application and help you alleviate the stresses that you have. And most small businesses don't have 5 months of runway in their bank account. So I think small business owners need to be looking internally at themselves, at their suppliers, their customers, and their staff to try and alleviate as much of the expenses putting strain on their businesses as possible.
And yeah, the fittest will survive, unfortunately. I mean, that's Darwin taught us this. We know this, I think, and it's facing up to the brutal reality for many people. Understanding what 6 months or what a 3 month time horizon looks like without customers is something you've got to be factoring into your calculations right now.
Absolutely. And, you know, even seasoned entrepreneurs I'm speaking with are concerned about a 6 month no revenue outlook. So this isn't something that you know, is a standard experience for anyone, I don't think. But look, there is also opportunity abound for those of us who can survive and can hunker down and make it through. It does mean that there is going to be a mass of people who come out of this who want to start spending again. So the key here is to not die. As a business, you need to not die. If it's between getting your staff to cut back their time and paying them half salaries for a few months or your business dying, I opt for the staff option every time. I think businesses that survive will employ more people. Businesses that employ people in the short term are going to go under. So these are tough decisions, but there is opportunity if you can hunker down and stick it out.
Nick Harry, thank you. The founder of Nick Harry, Nick Haralambos, this evening on The Money Show. Just to refresh your memory, and Eyewitness News is all over the story. They're doing a great job of bringing you the detail of what has been announced this afternoon by the security clusters. But ultimately, I mean, Becky Kele is the important one in this because he is the guy who determines whether you can move or can't move. Prohibited places. Religious places are prohibited. Cultural places are prohibited. Parks are prohibited. Beaches are prohibited. Clubs, hotels, casinos, chisanyamas, bottle stores, alcohol in supermarkets. You will not buy a dope for the duration. Theatres and cinemas. We've seen the cinemas close down. I can't see them opening again. I don't know how they're going to manage. Shopping malls, except supermarkets and pharmacies, of course. Restaurants. And don't walk your dog. Don't walk yourself. Don't go outside. The sooner we all act together and comply, the sooner we can finish this thing. If you want to drag it out in perpetuity, break the rules. Then we break everything.